Dr. My Eyes.
If health matters to you, ask the doc.
Tell me what you see.
Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Now, Doc, a trip to a far-flung foreign land may be a thrilling adventure, but you know, those diseases that you pick up along the way are not quite as exciting.
They sure are not, Katie. Look, plenty of us love to travel. We save up and we plan for those special overseas holidays so carefully, but sometimes we forget to think about protecting ourselves from certain bugs that we just don't have here in Australia.
Absolutely, Doc, and here to talk to us today about being medicine-wise before you go overseas is Dr. Philippa Binns, clinical advisor at NPS Medicine Wise. Hi, Philippa. So let's talk about holidays.
Who doesn't love to travel? I know I do. I go to Tanzania every year.
Wow.
To volunteer over there. And I've had my vaccinations and luckily I haven't been sick yet.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done.
So a really important part of travelling overseas is preparing for your trip. And talking to your doctor about having vaccinations before you go.
And it's true, isn't it, Philippa, that talking to your doctor well in advance of your departure is a good idea. And it's a good idea to start your planning for your medication, if you're on medication, so you can be medicine-wise before you go away.
Yeah, planning ahead really is key. Lots of illnesses caught while overseas are avoidable if you've had a vaccination. And so it's important to know which vaccinations you need to have for which countries that you're visiting.
So we're saying in advance, how far in advance exactly should we be talking to the doctor?
Yeah, going to see your doctor about 6 to 8 weeks beforehand is probably ideal.
Okay.
Now that might sound like a long time, Katie, but some vaccinations are given as a course of more than one dose over a period of time and your body's going to need time to build up immunity before you leave.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so, Philippa, how do we find out which vaccinations we might need for a particular place we're planning to visit?
Yeah, look, there's lots of information out there about travel vaccinations, but probably the best thing to do is to go to your own doctor who can tell you what infections or diseases you might need protection from for the countries that you're actually going to.
Okay.
And whether there are vaccinations available for those diseases.
And don't forget to ask all those good medicine-wise questions, like whether the vaccine is right for you and your situation and what are the possible side effects?
Yeah, so the Vaccination Hub on our NPS website has lots of information about vaccinations for travellers. And there's also information there about the vaccines that we commonly use here in Australia. Going along to get your travel vaccinations is also a really good opportunity to check that your routine vaccines are up to date.
That's a good idea. Things like measles, mumps, rubella vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a really important one because nearly all cases of measles that have occurred in Australia are actually caught overseas and brought home. And in actual fact, over the last couple of years, there's been outbreaks in Europe, and it's been the travellers who've returned from Europe that have passed it on here in Australia. So unprepared travellers could actually introduce new diseases when they return home or reintroduce diseases that we've managed to eradicate here.
Wow.
So those vaccinations for diseases like cholera, typhoid, hepatitis not only benefit you, but they also benefit your family and potentially your community when you return home.
Yeah, that's good to know. So you don't want to be bringing home those bugs to your family as a souvenir. I don't think they'd be very much appreciated. Thanks for joining us today, Philippa.
Thank you, Philippa.
With thanks to our sponsors, NPS Medicine Wise. To find out more about travel vaccinations, visit nps.org.au. Or call the NPS Medicines line on 1300 633 424.
Shortly, the hidden nasty causing havoc with our health.